Hey everybody, Dean Calora, Title Tap. Welcome to episode 3 of On Tap with Title Tap. On this one, I interview Bill Boyington. Bill is the CEO of a company called Mainspring Services. They launched a product called Title Look, and Title Look basically automates the curative review process, helps making hyperlinking to documents a little bit better, and digitizes how you can deliver the title commitment, which all can be awesome marketing opportunities to build off of those type of capabilities. We also learn a little bit more about Bill. He's from Bangor, Maine, and dive into what his company's been up to and his kind of future look on the real estate industry. So super stoked to have him on and can't wait for you guys to dive in. Enjoy. Bill Boyington, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Awesome, man. Still up there, I'm guessing, you're in Maine, right?
I am in Maine and anxiously awaiting spring.
Still snow on the ground, I imagine.
There is, but it's raining today and I have hope for the future.
So. Awesome. Well, hey, let's dive in a little bit and get to know you better. Our audience, like I mentioned, it consists predominantly of title agents and attorney agents throughout the country. And the premise of this podcast is really to dive into technologies that are helping our customers become more operationally efficient and how we can take some of those technologies and convert them over to competitive advantages in their marketing. So that's kind of going to be where we're going to go with this podcast today. But before we get there, dive in. Tell me a little bit about, you know, who Bill is, where you're from, and kind of how you got into the title space.
Okay. Well, I'm from Maine originally, but I didn't live here for many, many years. And I came back recently with my family to be closer to my family, who is mostly still in Maine. So that's, you know, where I'm from and where I'm currently at. So prior to getting into the technology side of things, for, you know, most of my 20s or so, I was a golf professional. And then when the internet started taking off, looked like it was going to stay a while, I thought maybe I should get into that. So about 20 years ago, I had a web marketing company, mostly doing websites, doing some small, you know, custom applications, some database driven things that are now all replaced with content management systems and that sort of thing. But that's how I transitioned over into getting into technology.
Interesting.
Yeah. At that point though, it was across the board sort of web marketing. It was really interesting. I met a lot of people from different industries and got to, you know, be educated upon things that I had, you know, no idea about. You know, I learned a lot about horse trailers that I would never have learned.
Had you not done that.
Yeah, it was great. It was tremendous.
That's awesome. So dialing into the title space specifically, so walk us through kind of how you tipped out into this industry. Cause you know, they say once you're in, you never leave. So
that is exactly it. I had been doing that for about 4 or 5 years, that particular focus on technology. And then I was hired by a company in the San Diego area to do sort of a web marketing piece for their new website and that sort of thing. That ended up becoming more of, hey, we liked how you did project management on that. And that became more of, we have deeper systems that need to get built. And that's what led me to just more and more complicated systems, finding that I liked more of the technical project management and the deeper system. And then I just started doing more and more work for that company.
That's awesome.
That was about 15 years ago. And yeah, a few years back, I was actually circled back with the person who had brought me in, and they said, oh yeah, I should have told you, you can't leave once you're here. And I'm like,
they never talk about that up front. Yeah, it's hilarious.
Yeah. A lot of great stuff. You know, there's such fragmentation in the market, either from west to east or, you know, the agents versus directs and all of that. And there's a lot of people still sitting on either some legacy software or bigger platforms, and they all have a specific niche need based upon clients, based upon region. It's just, there's just all sorts of opportunities for technology to come into play still. You know, everybody's like, well, wouldn't we have that figured out? I'm like, we do in some ways, but in many ways, there's just still so much opportunity.
There is, yeah. And the climate continues to change and evolve, and, you know, it creates those gaps. And you know, we do the best we can, I think, as an industry, you know, given the parameters. But yeah, there's a ton of opportunity still. So that's a nice segue kind of into TitleLook. So what is TitleLook? How did it start? Give us a little bit of background on that.
TitleLook, in the kind of the high level sense of what it is, it's a transformation platform, a digital transformation platform. It allows our clients to take their PDF and their Word document commitments or policies and run them through our platform. And we extract data from them. We apply a lot of cleanup logic that says, you know, these things don't really apply. We make references to each other, like hyperlinking. You know, we make references to the search documents that were part of those packages. And then we export them out into a new digital data format. So we also kind of call ourselves a packaging and publishing platform as well, because during the packaging phase is where we're taking those docs, doing various things to them, which we can talk about. And then the publishing side is the published to web, published to digital side. So that at a high level is what TitleLook is.
So let's back up there for a second. So Traditionally, right, I'm hearing a lot of digital, which is awesome. But what's happening now, I guess, with commitments and the process that you sought to, I think, transform? Because I remember when I was, you know, in Title, I mean, we're talking, you know, those Schedule B1 and Schedule B2, you know, those exceptions, there could be many, many, many pages, depending on the nature of the transaction and what property that was involved. And that was all done, you know, old school, you know, faxing or PDF at the time, you know. So is that kind of what you're talking about here?
What we do is we actually started out to help solve linking, hyperlinking needs. On the West Coast, and certainly with more direct operations that have centralized processing facilities, there was a more of a call from clients to say, I want to receive, you know, the commitment or the preliminary report, and I want the references to the search documents to be hyperlinked instead of you sending me an email with 58 attachments or sending me
book and pages and all that. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Or even a portal that has a list of the docs. You're still going through it when the context of those references are already sort of put into those reports. So that was the thing that we sought out to help with. And we did, you know, we were able to find a way to automate it, you know, quote unquote, fully as, you know, as good as you can get.
Sure.
You know, there's a lot of people that manually do it. There's some automation based upon your title plant or your title automation software, but there's always still gaps. Like we were saying, our solution helps bring those gaps in and then actually stores that knowledge as you make edits. But that's how we got in. The real transformation side is once we got in there and realized we were taking a document, a PDF or a Word doc, and completely blowing it up. I mean, extracting it from that format, cleaning out all the language that, you know, the markup language that makes it one of those documents. We ended up having 500-600 different fields of that report. Mm. So when you use a production system, you may type data into your production software, but not all of that data makes it into a data field. A lot of it gets put right in the report. And then, like you said, a PDF or a doc gets faxed, not as much anymore,
yeah,
but it certainly gets emailed as an attachment a lot.
Yeah.
And so that led us to, wait a minute, we now have this report in a data format broken out in so many specific fields. The next step for us was, all right, now we can actually do more things like the curative review, the clearance review stage. And that's one of the things we refer ourselves to is as a clearance engine. You know, there's been a lot of noise about decision engines over the last few years, and that's more on the search and exam and more on the refi. But no matter what, even if you are cleared to close, you still have to actually go clear. You still have to go do these tasks and these things. And that's that level of knowledge that we're taking and putting into our system, so that when it comes out as a web-based product instead of the PDF, you have the ability to apply a lot of your clearance rules or grading schemes or links to forms that need to be filled out, things that are traditionally sent again separately. You know, go to our website that has all of our forms for title that you need to fill out, we're able to put those in alignment with the proper exceptions and those sorts of things.
Interesting. So would you say that it one of the primary functions here is time savings? I mean, is that kind of what I'm hearing in terms of how you're able to manage, you know, some of these links and references in your commitment delivery? You know, it's taking less time. It's making it more accessible too, it sounds like, at a quicker speed, to be able to then focus a lot of that energy on the curative to get you to a closing faster, if I'm hearing you correctly.
That is correct. The time saving for hyperlinking, it's unbelievable. I mean, the studies that we've done, if you're doing manual with some automation, you're still looking at probably 20 minutes or so on average to do a regular residential file, which often has 15 to 20 links in it. Our process takes it from 15, 20 minutes, turns it to 15 or 20 seconds.
Wow.
So it's not even comparable. When you get to commercial files, though, that's where it really kicks in, because you can have hundreds of links in a commercial file, and our process may take a minute or two, but it can be, you know, several hours, and the turn time for that particular feature can be days at that level with that file. So the efficiency of our product, which is, you know, the initial goal of what we set out to do, is still extremely valid and a big mover for our clients, is that time savings, but also the turn time savings. Yeah. One of the other things, though, at that stage is the quality control. We're actually able to tell the users what got missed. So for example, right now you may try to link to things, but if you forget to link a particular phrase, you won't know it until somebody who receives it tells you. Mm. Our program is able to give the user a sort of a review stage that says, here are three phrases, they're missing docs. Is something off with our logic in the program, or is there something off with naming convention? Something's off.
Oh, wow.
Perhaps the document wasn't ordered, or it's late because it's coming from a different county that takes 2 weeks and you want to get the commitment out. There's various reasons, again, to come back and fill in the gaps.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Quality that comes from converting into digital transformation, it opens up a whole lot of quality control opportunities that really haven't existed in the title production line.
Interesting. So you're saving time, you're improving quality. Talk a little bit about the accessibility aspect of this too. So like when we're delivering this now to a customer, right? Because this in essence becomes the product, right? This is the product of most title agents. How does that work?
Well, I can show you on screen in a bit. Basically, once you've moved to that structure of it being a digital data format, you know, anything's on the table now for what other data points you want to bring in, what customizations you want to bring in. We've built our own mobile responsive view on it so that you can now be in the field and get the commitment and then see very quickly perhaps a red flag, which came from our clearance review stage of our product, which also saves a lot of time. That's been extremely helpful. But for a lot of our clients, it's an extension of their brand. Because what they do right now is, you know, they market, but then they hand everybody a PDF or a Word doc in what is arguably their only touch point. I mean, they, you know, this is what I'm producing for you, and here it is, and it may have a logo on it. Well, now you're in web marketing capabilities with your main product that you deliver, whether it's commitment or policy. And that's where, you know, with you and the things that we've talked about and are working together on, it's for the agencies to start seeing that every commitment that I produce and send, or policy that I send, is also now a sales or a marketing touch point, where in the past it hasn't been.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's absolutely definitely one of the things, is not just the transformation of time and cost savings and the moving into digital, it's the expansion of your web marketing.
Yeah, that's awesome. And we are going to dive into that here in just a minute, a little bit further for some visuals. But I'm going to press, you know, kind of a pause for a second just to kind of talk about what we're hearing and how we can start building the blocks for some marketing opportunities. You know, already I'm hearing, you know, time savings, faster turnaround, higher quality, and now kind of an extension of brand, you know, at product delivery, which in essence, you know, the commitment stage is that, you know, that promise of insurance, you know, based on whatever conditions might be. But that particular in product, you know, that is a marketing opportunity at that point. You know, it's in most contracts where there's a time element when that has to be delivered, you know, for title to be, laid out there and you know, donated free and clear, you know, so to speak, you know, at the end of it. So here's the conditions that are going to need to be satisfied for that to happen. So it's a great intersection point for conversation and for you as the title agent or attorney agent to shine, you know, with your brand. So I think the mere discussion of how they're going to receive that digitally is also a great opportunity to set the proper expectations up front, because that might be in a different format than, you know, what a competitor may provide. And based on, I think, part of what you're going to share, you know, it's going to be more aesthetically pleasing. It's going to be easier to probably navigate. The general user experience is probably going to be more akin to what they're used to seeing out there digitally now, versus, you know, having to click on a PDF and print, you know, however many pages of documentation to then, you know, read over. So, I mean, we're kind of seeing some marketing opportunity here in spades. So, you know, at this point, I think it might be good for us to dive in and show some screens. Are you up for that?
Yeah, absolutely. And real quick on that though, one of the things, and we will see it in the UI, there's the traditional web marketing of co-branding or even, you know, the ad spots, that sort of thing, which, you know, can be regional and local to your own company and the way you've set up your profile with us. But the other opportunity is, because you're now in a digital structure, you can start layering more knowledge into the product that explains terms, explains why this is a red flag. You can start communicating to your real estate agent or the lender, or even ultimately to the buyer who doesn't even receive the commitment in many instances. You can bring them into the conversation so they can see, why am I paying so much for title? I mean, that transparency that comes in your product by just explaining more about the product itself while they're using it is educational marketing. You know, here's why it's going to take 3 days. Here's why you need to spend, you know, $1,500 instead of, I don't need that at all. You're like, yeah, you do.
Don't need it until you need it.
I think seeing it would definitely help explain that a little more.
All right. Well, let's take a minute to share some screens.
Okay.
All right, Bill. So you got Title Look up on the screen, it looks like.
Correct. This is, you know, our marketing site. You can log in from here and get to the application. But I just wanted a real quick stop here, because this does a fairly good job of describing, you know, what we've been talking about. You know, we take in your PDF and your Word doc from any system. We're sort of the last step in your process. We're not trying to get in the middle of your production steps at all. It's just sort of, hey, I'm done. I would usually send my commitment or prelim at this point. Well, stop and run it through Look. Minute or two is going to come back to you hyperlinked. It's going to be, you know, the review is going to be done, and now you're going to be in a digital structure for delivery.
Got it.
So that's really the crux of that. But I'm going to bring up just sort of a demo file that, you know, has our branding on it. Nothing, you know, ABC demo is not the real escrow number.
It's all right.
But what you can see is we've taken all of these fields that we extracted from the prelim or the commitment, and that is still available for users. Now, it's an important point is that we come in as the last step, but we also maintain the ability for users who are familiar with, I just want the PDF, I'm gonna print it out and do my work. We're not trying to disrupt that or change that. We're trying to move them towards this as a methodology and a delivery model of the report itself, but it doesn't stop you from doing things you've pretty much done all along. So that's one of the important parts. You can see where we've created these links. These are all link references to tax docs or other exceptions. Our program's able to find these phrases and then go out and find the matching document. You know, that's the hyperlinking side. We still maintain that in the PDF. But the bigger part is the summary side. So this is where we're taking the exception sections or the notes and the requirements areas And what we're doing is we're creating simpler phrases, but we give you the ability to still expand to the full text that was found in your commitment. But it's just an easier document to read for anybody, really. I mean, even people who know what they're looking at in this stage, they don't have to scroll through, you know, 38 pages to get to the property tax section.
Yeah, it's really clean.
Yeah, exactly. And then additionally, though, what we add to it, you can see the flagging. This is where the side comes in, where we're using the same language that's used to be put into the prelims, like code books. We're bringing that out and adding more fields to them so that we can do things like, you know, flag this lack of access as a red flag. So that's meant to be a visual cue to people that you're going to want to take a look at this one, because it needs to get cleared up. It's something that needs to be done before we're actually done. So again, to say that, you know, you're clear to close is fine and all, but until you're actually cleared, you still have all of this to go through. And as we move back to resale, away from refi being the majority again, there's just more and more of this need to bring this faster experience to users, and then more knowledge into this actual report. So,
yeah, no, this is fantastic. So this is what would be sent to the customer, and they would be able to go in here and navigate and sort through the requirements, look at reference documentation through here, and then also get kind of a status check if things have been flagged to bring focus there. Okay.
Correct. And like I said earlier, you know, the ability to have some of the forms, we call them action alerts, so that users say, hey, this is the form I'll need to fill out for this particular exception or note.
It's excellent.
Needs to be done, but it's there. Again, it's bringing all this other stuff into the report output. However, the user, you know, depending upon the user, they can still get the same PDF report. And you actually hit upon a point. You can still just email your commitment as an attachment, and the user can get to the look via this cover sheet, which is also customizable. So again, another opportunity for you to put some marketing in here, some branding extensions, some latest news. It's maybe specific to your company, specific to your county. We're kind of hitting the stride between, we want you to convert to digital, but we want to also give you opportunities within your current distribution models as well that maintain that.
Love it. Yeah.
And then the last few things here to know is that this is where I talked about the ability of, you know, you're into a digital experience, you're also into a mobile responsive experience. You know, I can be on my phone and still access all of these various, you know, the exact same things, the documents that are, you know, the additional documents that we found that are part of the linking logic. It's just game on.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. You know,
ultimately, under the hood, this is really what that is. You know, you're seeing our view state of it, but it's really this data structure that informs what this looks like.
Sure. So yeah. Well, and I mean, go ahead.
I mean, we could have clients, and we do, who actually just ingest the data from us and then put that data, that report, into their portal and not necessarily have to use our view state.
Interesting.
I recommend both, because this, you know, to look at this, it kind of looks like a portal, but it's not. This is your report now. So, the flags and everything can be brought over into your transaction management system, and you can start routing orders automatically based upon, hey, there were 7 red flags and 2 of them were easements. That's got to go to so-and-so, who really has that knowledge, you know, instead of somebody who's perhaps just starting.
Yeah. Well, and I was just going to say, I mean, we're in a climate where 90% of the job is being done from mobile, right? So on the fly, and right. You know, if you've got, you know, parties to the transaction that need to focus on something, really nice to be able to share them what those bits are easily and kind of in the device structure that they're used to on the fly, so that they can review that and make decisions quickly, or get you connected to whoever needs to be connected to get that, you know, condition satisfied. Having sat in the chair, I mean, you're a bit under a pressure cooker, because you've got a closing deadline and you got to get this stuff cured. And it's not always, you know, very obvious where you got to go to get it done. So, I'm seeing some other stuff there on the left. So outside of the commitment, what other goodies do you have there? Cause those might be good marketing bits too.
Absolutely. Yeah. This is the documents that we found and that we linked to. So those are all still here, meaning, you know, that CCR document that was linked either from the PDF or perhaps just from the summary section that referenced it. We also bring that out as separate documents here. This is actually a good example because here's another part of our packaging where we recognize this as a CCR doc. So we're able to insert some civil code language for California.
Wow.
So again, another efficiency gain, not necessarily on the marketing side, but just a lot of times people are like, I got to remember to send these 17 other documents with my commitment that have nothing to do with search and exam. And, you know, we can put that all into a packaging profile for you as well. We also have, you know, it's web-based. So, hey, here's the ability to embed perhaps, you know, some Alta videos or your own videos, things that go along with, you know, your company or specific to the closing. It's like bringing a lot of your resources from your website into every single commitment or policy you send out as well. Yeah. And then, you know, this is where it really starts meeting with companies like yourself where, you know, we can start connecting with other groups. Like in this instance, it's going back to, you know, hitting feedback surveys. So, it can be anything that you want to put in here, either in the left nav or in this example, again, because you're digital, when somebody opens that look, you can kind of stop them with an opening modal. Well, right now we kind of are leaning on the wire fraud advisories for most of our clients, but they can make it be whatever they want. And an example of a survey or a feedback form, you know, we can set it on closing or more of, hey, as I get to a certain, I've been here 10 minutes or in policy specifically, because they're post-closing, they can receive the policy like this. And that's a great place for you to deliver your survey as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's a great point. So Title Look is one of our TitleTap's hub partners. And one of the partnership benefits is what Bill's talking about now, which is our feedback automatic module is integrated into Title Look's interface here. And a lot of great nuggets you're dropping here, Bill. So, you know, one of the things that we hear all the time is, you know, you're busy as an agent trying to get the transaction closed. And a lot of times the focus is at the tail end of the experience in terms of feedback and in terms of what could be, you know, either improved or what they like most. Many times, you know, though, in the midst of the transaction, very few are able to take up the pulse of how it's going, right? And it could be that maybe someone hasn't heard from one side of the transaction for a period of time. Maybe the broker hasn't, you know, picked up the phone recently or the lender. And that's a good opportunity for a title agent to step in and kind of play quarterback a little bit and sort of be the hero of reigniting the energy and tying people back together to move it forward. If that, you know, prospect is feeling a little bit left out of what's going on. And I think, you know, taking the pulse in a survey is just one of those examples to do that sort of at commitment stage is a great way to get in feedback early to still, you know, pivot in the right direction if there are kind of any gaps or grumblings going on with any kind of communication or just confusion of what's next. But I love the fact that you've got the ability to also, I think, reestablish a lot of the marketing benefits that might have drawn somebody to leverage your services. They're kind of told in this look. So, you know, you can, it sounds like you can communicate some of that here, and it's customizable to do that. And it's at the intersection of the delivery of your product, you know, so it's a great time to kind of reestablish some of the value chain that is, you know, received when doing business with your brand. Awesome. What haven't I asked you, Bill, that we should highlight?
You know, there's so much to talk about once you get over into this structure for your commitments and your policies and things. I think we've touched on quite a bit. The last thing I wanted to talk about though was more about how, you know, communicating to the people that are, you know, parties in the transaction, not only the flagging and the amount that needs to be done, but here that sort of education level of what do these terms mean? You know, what do these particular flags mean? That's just huge for an industry that's losing, you know, not losing, but it's having a hard time keeping that knowledge, you know, and transferring it along. You should be putting that into your reports as they go out and that sort of thing. So, And then also the last two things, share and follow simple things. You know, you can share this with anybody you want to. It's going to kind of bring over some of that knowledge. And then the follow feature. This is where if you do a new, you do an update to your commitment or and you create a new plant date, which explain to somebody what that meant, it will actually email them or text them saying, hey, there's a new version of your report, and it'll tell them what changed.
That's awesome.
Cleared exception 3, cleared exception 6, or any additional notes. So even though we're not a transaction management system or really a production system, we're really trying to bring that transparency into educating people about what's happening and how things are moving along. So.
Well, yeah, it's interesting though. I think that as, you know, we try to investigate ways to be different and ways to really stand out in a market that kind of, we all sell sort of the same product, which is peace of mind on property ownership. How that gets conveyed, and I think the experience that we deliver, we have ways to be creative there, right? So investments in smart technologies and technologies that are both helping our business become healthier, more operationally efficient, again, create these opportunities to also be more capable. And we need to sort of capitalize on those capabilities in our marketing. But you hit on something that's really key and something we try to stress a lot. You know, 50% is owning a fantastic solution. The other 50% is telling the market about it, right? So as you're going through the elements here, so key to educate, what am I looking at? What can I expect? And all of this can be done, you know, on the front end on your web pages and in your marketing, and kind of setting the stage, if you will, for what I'm about to encounter when I do business with you. And that's something I think in partnership, you know, we're working together to help make that process a lot more seamless, so that, you know, if you did have a product like TitleLook, you know, the marketing side of that is sort of baked out for you. And it's just a matter of, you know, at that point, execution. And as you have customers coming into the fold, making sure that you talk about it, but you'll have reference points and marketing collateral that speaks to it, right? Speaks to that experience that they're about to see for their own eyes when they're going through their own transaction. So great stuff. Awesome. Well, let's kind of dive into a little bit. I'd like to get your take on sort of the future state. I mean, where you're seeing technology sort of evolve for the title industry. And, you know, in and around what, you know, watering holes you're in, you know, and kind of see what the next couple of years might look like from your perspective. If you could share a few points, that'd be great.
Yeah. You know, you can see a lot of my focus has been in the sort of post-production, or, you know, picking it up from, you know, outside of search and exam automation or even production software systems and those sorts of integrations. So that's more where my point of view is going to come from.
Sure. Yeah.
Absolutely. All the work that's happening over there in search and exam automation and all is fantastic. That's just going to continue to keep happening. I think what we see is, because we're trying to move everybody, giving them an option to move from the PDF and Word doc as a place where they're sort of locking away their knowledge and then delivering it, to unlock it again into that digital structure we just talked about, to save a lot of time and money in the creation process along the way and give a whole new deliverable. But out of that, though, is not only the transparency that comes, I see the agencies being able to save time and going, I have to explain what plant date is.
Right.
You know, or yeah. I have to, you know, explain why I'm charging you what I am. Those are things that are going to open up for them. But also the knowledge, I feel that there's going to be more centralized production. But that doesn't mean it changes the role or the value of the local agency. It means that the local knowledge and that experience now comes to the forefront, and more of their time is in that area, in the exchange and in that side, than it is in the production side of it. So that's one of the things I see is a local group, local agencies going, we're knowledgeable. And that's one of the things that I've talked about with you before, is that, you know, this is not a data industry to me, it's a knowledge industry. You know, data is a commodity for most groups. You find it, you can bring it in, but it's what I now need to do with it that is is something that that local agent can bring to bear.
Yeah. Yeah. Good point.
I also see the fact that we're able to transform to a digital title structure means that these agencies can now hit more of the compliance needs of lenders or GSEs who are constantly saying, I want you to do this, this, and this. And they're like, well, I currently scan and fax everything to somebody or whatever, or you know, I email my PDF and then I'm done. How can I make sure it hits these data points? Well, that's one of the things that we're focused on, is making sure that we're still staying in line with, you know, either MISMO standards from the MBA or working with Alta on any Alta standards, so that as we're doing this transformation for our clients, they're also still staying in the game with people who might have bigger resources in hitting digital compliance stuff, requirements that are just going to continue.
Yeah. 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 So what, all good points. What would you say would be, you know, if I'm sitting here listening to this as a title agent, how do I know if this is maybe a solution that's right for me?
Well, I would say one way is to start with us. I mean, onboarding with us is, there is no major investment up front. In fact, there's no investment at all. We don't have any setup fees or any long-term contracts or anything. We're transactionally based. We don't have any minimums. There's no major financial commitment for you to try out with us. I think, you know, the other thing is, because we are at the end of the line of your processing steps, we're really not here to disrupt what you need to do throughout the day in order to keep business flowing. You know, that's another thing about the industry. It's resistant to change because to move off of things is so hard. But once you've moved off of it and you've moved into this particular program or this platform, everybody keeps coming back to us. I wanted to do this. I want to do this, because you can now.
Yeah.
You know, it isn't, well, I can't make this change and then deploy it to my desktops or deploy it across 7 different closing systems I have in my 17 states. It, you know, no matter what you're doing production wise, you're now normalizing out to the same output, putting your knowledge into it, and now exchanging it into the other party's systems through compliant data structures. So, after that, I don't know what to do. It won't cost you any money.
So yeah, I mean, and where I'm going with that is like size wise, volume wise, just so that, you know, if I'm listening to this, I can self-identify whether, you know, this is going to be, you know, something worth me exploring. It doesn't sound like there's really, you know, a ton there that would be, you know, sort of friction based to not want to try it. I think, you know, to add to what I've heard, just from an operational efficiencies perspective, it sounds like, you know, if saving, you know, some time in that stage of your process is interesting. And then also being able to maybe leverage some of that in a different, you know, delivery mechanism that you can use in your marketing. You know, if some of these things sound interesting, it's, you know, it sounds like it might be worth, you know, exploring a little bit deeper and reaching out. So how would they do that? I guess, what's the best way to get a hold of you guys?
Titlelook.com.
Okay.
There, and you know, sign up for demos and all those things.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Bill, any last words, man? Any last things that I didn't cover that you want to?
Not recap? At all. Thank you so much, Dean.
Awesome. And yeah, it was a pleasure.
Great program, and I look forward to it growing. And look forward to more collaboration with you as we, you know, bring this product out and extend their brand with you.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And for those listening, you will soon be seeing, at the time of this recording here, in the next probably few weeks, we'll have an announcement with you guys being officially on the hub, and really excited to continue the partnership as well. Well, Bill, stay warm, man. I know you're up in Maine. I know there's still snow on the ground.
It's so coming.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it's coming, exactly. All right, man. We'll talk soon. Thanks again.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. See you. All right.